Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning. It's 7:37 right now, Thursday, the 2nd of November. I'm Melissa Idris with Joyce Go for the Morning Run. Now, just a few hours ago, the Federal Reserve in the US held off on an interest rate hike. And this is ahead of Donald Trump's announcement for his nominee for Fed chair later tonight. So joining us on the line to discuss this further, we've got Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney. Joyce, over to you.
Hi, Ben. Hot off the press, the Wall Street Journal quoting sources said that the White House has notified Jerome Powell that President Donald Trump is set to nominate him as the next chairman of the Fed Reserve. President Trump is due to make this an official announcement later today. What's your take on this?
Probably to be expected. I know the US dollar, looking in terms of a reaction in financial markets, paired its gains last night on that news. But, you know, shares held up, bond yields are up, and we're not really getting a tantrum out of anything we heard from the Fed last night, including the new Fed chair, Jerome Powell. Obviously, maybe a little bit of disappointment as far as Janet Yellen's concerned, especially in light of the fact Donald Trump called her, she did I might be paraquoting here, an excellent or an outstanding job. But Jerome Powell's the man. So move over Janet Yellen in February 2018, there's a new man at the wheel.
The Fed Reserve held off a rate hike overnight, and while the Fed did not raise rates this time around, it has raised rates twice since January, and there are expectations that one more hike will happen by year-end. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I would agree. December, I think the market's fully pricing in that in light of what they said last night. It lifted its assessment of the US economy, obviously leaving rates unchanged. The markets have responded. The US dollar rose. And you know, there was certainly at least gains in terms of equity markets as well. So there was a sort of substitute in terms of moderate describing growth expectations. They've called it solid. So that's where we've seen a bit of a jump up, especially in the US dollar and in some bond yields as well. So, yeah, December is definitely going to be the third in a row, maybe even fourth in a row. I'm losing count now, but December seems to be the month they like pulling the trigger.
There is expectation in the market that Bank of England will announce a rate hike later today, with market expectation indicating a 90% chance of a hike. What do you think of that?
Well, yes, I think they're definitely raised tonight, but then it's all going to come back in terms of the market reaction to the outlook statement. Obviously, we had some PMI data last night, which was strong. And it's going to be their first hike in a decade. So the market really wants to know if the BOE is going to embark on a cycle of more. So this is very much, I guess, in a response to inflation, despite growth being very weak, and obviously some uncertainty about Brexit and the impact that's going to have on the economy. So, yeah, I would say that we're going to get a hike tonight, but I wouldn't get too excited about, you know, dramatic hikes from here.
So if there is a hike, how do you think markets will react?
As I said, it all comes back to the outlook statement. If you just get a hike and they flag that there's no more imminent, the pound might come back a little bit. But if they say, you know, this is going to be a gradual path, you know, on a tightening cycle, then we could see some scope for the pound to certainly move higher.
Well, Asian stock markets were mostly higher yesterday on optimism about global economic growth after data showed that U.S. consumer confidence in October rose to its highest level since 2000, and China's Kaixin Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index for October matched expectations. So do you expect this optimism to continue into the year end?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Everything seems to be taken with a glass half full mentality or outlook, including, well, you know, we've seen troubles in North Korea, and the markets have just been onward and upward, just so much easy money out there at the moment. We're embarking on a tightening cycle out of the US, but nothing too significant to derail to derail equity markets, I don't think, and that's probably the overarching factor, as well as earnings that have impressed. So I think, you know, in terms of the seasonal factors that support us, we go into the so-called Santa Claus rally period into December, and, well, at least here in Australia, January's been a pretty good month for the last couple of years. So I don't see any reason why Asian markets can't continue to impress, and you certainly never short a rising market, that's for sure.
Yeah, the market reaction was generally muted yesterday to news about the terror attack in New York City. Do you think there will be a delayed reaction in the markets to that, or likely not, huh?
No way. No, they just take it with a grain of salt these days. I mean, if they're not reacting to North Korea launching missiles, then a lone crazy person in the US is going to have absolutely no impact on the markets. I was watching the US markets trade at the time. They took a slight mild backward step to the tune of about 0.1%, 0.2%, and then it was just onward and upward after that.
Thanks, Ben. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
All right. Well, you know, I'm curious, Joyce, to see whether this breaking news of Jerome Powell being Trump's nominee for Fed chairs is actually going to be true. So we're going to be looking out for confirmation on that. But after this, news that Malaysia has slipped in the World Bank's business rankings, we'll tell you more after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.